Buongiorno and welcome to the Italian American Radio Show and Podcast. Whether you're sipping an espresso, indulging in a plate of pasta, or just tuning in from your favorite pizzeria, we're here to bring you the flavors, traditions, and stories that make up the heart of the Italian American experience.
Looking for a delicious start to your day?
Streets of Little Italy. To the family kitchens where recipes are passed down through generations. We'll explore it all. So grab a cannoli, settle in, and let's embark on this delightful journey together. In each episode, we'll feature interviews with fascinating guests, share authentic recipes, and dive into the history that shaped the Italian-American community. But most importantly, we want to hear from you. Call in, share your stories, and let's create a community that celebrates the essence of La Dolce Vita. You can also catch our podcast episodes for a taste of Italy wherever you are. So whether you're Nana's favorite or just discovering your roots, get ready for a radio experience that's amore. Right here on the Italian American Radio Show and Podcast. Andiamo! Stay tuned for an hour of cultural delights coming your way on the Italian American Radio Show and Podcast.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Italian American Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Fran Sullivan, back on the show. I've been gone for 3 weeks and I've had a fellow, very, very talented singer, chef, all around entertainer, actually. His name is Michael Leonetti, and he did a great job for us here, and I appreciate it, and I really do. He'll be down at the Ahern Hotel on the 28th. Not that you can get in, but just to let people know that he's doing a show there for 140, 150 people at the Ahern Hotel, which he'll be working out of the Ahern Hotel after that sometime in May. Not sure the date. I'll get it and I'll put it up on my website.
May 18th.
May 18th?
May 18th.
May 18th is when it'll be on. He'll be on. He'll be doing shows there, I believe, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And that's from 6:30 to 8. Doesn't say? Okay. Well, it'll pop up. But I'm pretty sure it'll be from 6:30 to 8 o'clock or so. In any event, I'm glad to be back. I was running into all kinds of situations with all kinds of situations without getting into all of them. You know what I mean? Just as people do, you know, you run into problems and you fix one and then you get hit with another one. But in any event, everything is working out fine. I'm very happy. And, yeah, well, let's pull back on that. Okay. We want to look our best, right? Don't we? You're absolutely. Thank you, Justin. Jason. Harry.
Whatever you want to call me.
Well, I'm back in Dodge now, so I can carry on. In any event, I'm very happy to be back. I did not call my favorite girl, which is Francesca. I have to call her. I was so busy over the weekend. I meant to call her, and I, you know how you do that. You mean to call somebody. Everybody does this, so it's just not me. You mean to call somebody. You start doing something else, and you forget. And then the next day, you remember. You've had that done, haven't you? Yeah, see, my producer's saying, yeah, a lot of time. He just said, yeah, it happens to me a lot. Isn't that what you just said? He said, yeah, happens to him more often than not. But in any event, I meant to call her. She's such a sweet kid, and I want her back on the show. She is working at Roma Deli, which is at Durango and Sahara. And if you want really good Italian food, you should stop in there and have yourself a sandwich or Italian sandwiches or whatever you like. They have anything and everything from spaghettis to gnocchi to gavadil to you name it. I mean, they got it all. And everything they have is really, really good. So you ought to stop in here, see Francesca. say hello to her. Tell her that you love her. And you, when you see her, you will love her because she's very beautiful and she's a very, very nice kid. She's from Genoa, Italy, and speaks fluent English and definitely fluent Italian. And she's a very pretty young lady, and she's just a nice kid. And we want to make sure that we mention her because I haven't had her on and for a few weeks because I didn't want to put her with strangers. And that's why I didn't do it. I didn't want her to feel uncomfortable. In any event, she'll be back on with me next week, God willing, and we'll take it from there. We have a lot of different people that we're going to be putting on the show. Yeah, that camera. We need a new one, don't we? Yeah. No? Okay. He said no, but then he said, yeah, and then he said no again. No. No, we don't need a new one. Okay. the show, I haven't, you know, to be honest with everybody out here, and I want to take time to just talk a little bit about, you know, what happened with my show here. And I got sick, is the truth of it. And I couldn't finish what I started. And I really started something back in 22. And believe it or not, I think it was June of 22, I started this whole program. And but I added on and added on and added on. And finally, it took till Valentine's Day, this Valentine's Day, to do a show, to do the first show. But in the meantime, we put a lot of little things together about the Italian culture, the Italian people, who they are, who they were, what they did, how they did it. And there's still, I mean, it's still like today, for instance, today, you have I just read this today. The top three foods in the world, the best foods. What would you say the first one is? Don't say, do the third one.
Pasta?
No.
No?
Would you say matzah?
Pasta.
Oh, pasta. No, you're wrong. The third one, number three, came in number three. Great food. I love it. I love their food. I mean, I only eat certain things, but I love it.
Wait, as in cultures or actual food?
Well, it's actual food, but it's an actual culture. Don't cheat now. He's cheating. He's going to type something up now. He's going to look.
No, I'm just getting on the microphone so people can hear me.
Yeah, so go ahead. Give me an idea. It's number three best food in the world that they rated now.
You said it was a culture.
It's a culture, yeah.
And you also said it was like...
And it's very sexy and romantic. Yeah, I'll give you a hint.
Just Italian food?
No.
What
for the second time, no. It's the third. It's number three. Number three came in third. Number two is going to blow your mind, but number three, very romantic. Women love it. All right. I always had it with escargot. Get a little hint?
No.
With escargot?
Not at all.
French. Parle pour français? Yeah, okay. Well, it's French. French came in number three. Number two just kind of blew my mind. I couldn't believe this. Is Vietnamese food. They said Vietnamese food is so clean and fresh. That's what they went by. They went by, and so is the French. It's so clean and fresh. And the way they cook it, they don't burn it. They don't use, you know, crazy oils and stuff like that. They use a lot of different gravies, and it's like the French do. They use a lot of different gravies, and which really enhances the food. Makes sense. But the number one food in the world was North Korea. I'm kidding with you, Justin. It's not really North Korea. I'm only kidding. It's Italian.
Yeah.
Italian. And the reasoning they gave was the same thing, using fresh everything. They just make their own everything in reality. And when they shop, which it really is crazy, and I want to start doing it, they shop every 2-3 days. That's what they do. They go in, everything's fresh. And but they have so many regions in Italy, so many little regions where they cook differently, different foods that, would you answer that? It's California. I have no idea who it is. I hope it's, Denise, but the hang up, in any event, well, we don't take that from anybody, okay? We're calling them right back, all right? I don't know who they think they are. Hanging up on you. Hanging up on you like that, buddy. But I think that is Denise. See if it is, because I really want to speak to her. In any event, the Italian, they're from northern Italy to Sicily, and the foods are all totally different, and they're just great, absolutely great, and I mean that sincerely, and I'm very happy to hear that what I got involved with 2.5 years ago was every time I look at a Facebook, every time I hear something on a radio or something, it's about Italy, and it's a good thing. And I just love the idea of that. But who doesn't love Italy? Everybody, every young lady wants to go to Italy and throw coins in the fountain and turn around and see if there's any good-looking Italian guys on Vespas looking at them. It's the greatest. I saw a picture, 1950s, early 50s, of a beautiful girl walking down the street in Italy, and you got a half a dozen guys just checking her out. Now, this is in Italy, though, you know, and there's a guy on a Vespa scooter, and they're all very, you know, the Italian guys, the Italian people, they dress, they're dressers. Do I need that? Yeah, I'm going to need this, yeah. Somebody's handing me a headset here. Apparently I'm going to talk to somebody up in a, I'm talking to somebody up in a cave or something. Is that why you're giving this? Yeah. Is it Denise? Is it who I thought it was? Denise D.
Hi, Fran. How are you?
How are you, honey? How are you?
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you sooner. I really didn't do anything. If you know what I told you before, a few weeks back, I wasn't going to do anything. And I didn't. And I just kept getting stronger and stronger. And here I am today.
And that's what we want.
Yeah. And that's the truth. I know I wanted that one. And certain people wanted it for me. And I'm sure a couple other people don't want it. But we don't care about them. In any event, how are you doing, cutie pie?
I'm doing great. I had my first book signing yesterday in Brentwood.
Oh, and, wonderful.
You know,
congratulations.
Thank you.
And was it a little successful? I mean, people showed up?
Yeah, it was successful. I was surprised. It was in San Vicente, and it was at a friend's place. They were there 56 years of staple, Claudio d'Italia, of course. And people were coming by, and they surprised the heck out of me, who I didn't even know, and said, "Oh, I know that book. I read that book. I love that book."
Wow.
And that really made me feel really good. So I was able to ask them for reviews. I was there for like nearly 14 hours.
No kidding.
And yeah, and other people bought the book, and people were just engaged in the book. So I think it was totally a success.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? You ever see the holders, Justin? The holders that you put the book on, it's like a holder. It holds the book.
Yeah.
We got to get one of those. And I could put the book right here. Or, you know, when I do my show, the book is showing all the time. And I could promote it every now and then. You know what I mean? When I have people on or just chit-chatting with someone.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Well,
yes.
I'm that kind of guy, you know, D?
Well, I know you are. You're the real deal.
Well, now that I'm better, I'll be able to do some things to help you out. I just wasn't.
I
just wasn't.
I know that. I'm going to send you some pictures, you know, offline so you can see how festive it was.
Oh, good. I'm showing you my hats. You see the hats?
I love that.
You probably saw them before, but I don't know. But
that one, not.
No, this is the bucket hat. It's a nice hat. I like it.
I like them.
Yeah, well, we have to send you one.
I like them.
Which one you like? You like that or you like this kind?
Let me see. I like bucket hats, to tell you the truth.
Okay, well, you probably look great in one, too. I could see you walking on a beach with a bucket hat on. I'll send you a couple of them. Let's see. Oh, yeah. There she goes. Oh, okay. I can see it now. I can see the hat. Yeah. All right. He just put the...
I see. My cover.
So I can see it. Yeah. And... Oh. Yeah, I mean, he's a nice guy. He's pretty cool, this kid. He's an older man. He just came. He had surgery done in Switzerland. He's 69, but he wanted the 39 look. But they made a mistake, and they gave him a 27-year-old look. You know, he's very happy with it. Yeah. He can't talk. He told me he went to the Palm last night for a wrestling match. So he's hoarse, you know, from screaming.
I'm a little hoarse today.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a little hoarse today, you know. But
well, okay. That's okay.
Yeah, yeah, it didn't affect his. Doesn't affect his work.
He had fun.
In any event, so what else is hot out there besides the weather and your book?
Well, my book, I'm getting, more invites for podcasts. I'm getting, now on the media page, I got through to Amazon, on Amazon Radio, iHeart, Spotify. I'm doing it, the guerrilla method. You know, I'm trying to get out there and get an agent. I'm trying to get out there and get it. Actually, I'm trying to get a movie deal. I'm trying to get something like that because that's going to blow it up.
Yeah.
I'm a girl from South Philly. I mean, we don't stop.
That'd be a good movie. The Girl from South Philly. That's a good movie title.
From South Philly.
The Girl from South Philly. Well, are the girl from South Philly, actually.
Yeah. I am. I'm the true blue. I am the true blue. And I really appreciate a lot of people that showed me so much love on Facebook because I had posted that I was having it. And all of a sudden, people were saying, oh, I read your book. It's a great book. This book. I didn't even realize that the people are buying books, you know, because, you know, when you're out there, you keep grinding, and you sometimes have to sit back and then look. And what I'm satisfied is a lot of people are reading it and saying that they're resonating with it. They're taking something from it. You know, they feel it in one way or another from their life. And that makes me feel really great.
Well, you know, here's an idea. Here's an idea. I come up with them all the time when I'm on, and I'm on these days. I have a young lady that I'm going to be speaking to in about half an hour or so, or maybe a little less than that. She's up in Massachusetts, and she's the president of, 7,000 members. So that's what I was talking about when I said about we could put the book in a little slot where people can see it. You know, it's standing up. It's always there. Throw a camera on it, so it's always there. And people can see what it is, and we could talk about it. And I'm going to be – because I wasn't up to it, I didn't get back to certain people in the Italian Sons and Daughters of Italy and Jeannie which is the Italian-American Alliance out of Mass. It's different than the Sons and Daughters of Italy, but it's big. They're very big. And I have literally hundreds of clubs, private clubs, that are Italian clubs, whether it's Sons and Daughters of Italy or just private clubs all over the country. And I'm talking about maybe 500, 600 of them. Now, I want to get to every one of them, and I'm not kidding when I tell you that. I want to get to each one.
I believe
you. As a matter of fact, we're going to be doing a commercial, aren't we? Aren't we going to do a commercial today? I want to do a commercial, and I want to put it on Facebook.
You're unbelievable. Explain. I mean, but that's it. I need to get to the niches, exactly what you said.
Yes, that's how you do it. See, you can't give up on... Just don't get whatever you got a dream and you do, stick with your dream. You're going to make it. Don't worry about it.
Fran, you know, sometimes I'm like you. Takes time, we don't give up.
But just keep punching and you'll see, because all of a sudden someone else comes along and helps you out, and somebody else comes along and helps you out. And all of a sudden your dream comes to life, you know, more than you can ever imagine.
Well, that's why I'm here talking to you.
Well, like I told you before, I'm going to help you as much as I can. I really will. I have another fellow. His name is Rick Ricchetti out of Philly. He wrote a book also out of Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me something on one of my emails or whatever. And really nice man. I didn't speak to him because I wasn't ready to. I did think about it yesterday. I said I got to get back to him this week to have him on too. You know, I want to have him on and chit chat with him about his book. And he went to I'm trying to think. He was from 17th and where the hell did he say he was from? He was just downtown, right down by you.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. No, he's an Italian from 16th Street, you know. And in any event,
you're spot on though, because yesterday, just if I can interject, people were going by and they said these people who were and were not Italian. They said, you know, there are so many Italian places. All you have to do is plop yourself in front of it. And this is four ladies who read this book. I didn't even know they bought it. And they said, we'll do reviews we didn't realize. And they said, because when's your second book coming out?
No kidding, really?
Okay, I'm working on the first one, honestly. And like my daddy said, you know, you get knocked down 27 times, daddy, get right back up. That's it. I don't want to hear it.
Well, that's the truth. Just keep going and don't stop. You got to keep going. But I'm mentioning the Italian clubs for you also as a reason, because I'll be speaking to them, and every time I do, I'll mention your book. And see, that's how it's a gem. That's how it really is. That's how anything.
Hey, word of mouth. Word of mouth.
That's it. And I was in the advertising business for a long time, and I still am in my own way. But you know, I did television, and you know, you wouldn't remember Sally Starr, right?
Sally Starr, she's in the book because Daddy had his ranch right down, and Sally, she used to babysit for me. Are you kidding me?
I put her on television for a year. She was retired, and I brought her out of retirement, and I put her on TV for a year.
Sally Starr was
every Saturday.
Heart of gold.
And
heart of gold.
Yeah, she's a beautiful lady. She's very, very beautiful lady.
Inside and out.
I have so much film of her, tape of her, and she was a character. I mean, this lady was a real star. She really, truly was. When she was on the air, she was on the air, that girl, that woman. I have one of her that's so funny. I got to find it, and it's probably written on it. It's her at the Philadelphia Museum. You know, Rocky's, the stairs?
Yeah, Rocky,
well,
right.
Mm-hmm. She's walking up the stairs. We're filming her because she's going to do a show inside the art museum there. And she's walking up the stairs. Now, you know how many there are. It must be 48 of them or whatever. I forget. Well, she gets up about 8, 9, and she starts to slow down. And, you know, she's talking to the camera. And then she's slowing down a little bit more. She gets about 3/4 of the way up. Now she's on her hands and knees. I swear to God, D. She's on her hands and knees, and she's saying, I don't know if I'm going to make it, but I'm going to try. And it's hysterical. I mean, the lady is hysterical. And at the time, Sally must have been 60 years old, you know, easy, you know. I every time I think of that, how funny it was. It was, she was just a funny lady. And what I put together for her was, real quick, I met her. She was working at J&K Caterers, I think, out on a boulevard. J&K or JJ, whatever it was. J&A Caterers is what it was. She was like a hostess for them. And I went out there. They bought a commercial. And to make a long story short, I had to go out to see her. And when I went out, she was in this little tiny office in the back, freezing her butt off, honest to God. And I said, what the hell are you doing in here, you know? And she told me, blah, 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 make a long story short. I said, listen, you know, I'm sitting there like I'm talking to you, right? I said, I got an idea for something, Sally. If I could put you back on the air, would you do it? She said, Francis, are you crazy? She said, the Three Stooges, nobody watches them anymore. Nobody watches Popeye. It's the Ninja Turtles. I said, yeah, but that's not what I want to do. I don't want to put you on the air with cartoons. I'm going to put you on the air with something else. I got an idea. Would you be interested?
Right.
She said, yeah, here's my number. You call me. I said, all right. So what my idea was, which I wanted to refresh it a little bit, I was very excited to see her. And I'm 40 years old at the time, right? And maybe a little younger. But I was very excited to see her because I loved her. I ran home from school every day to put her show on, right? And
of course.
And I said, you know how many businessmen are out there would love for you to come into their business and talk to them? And I said, would you be interested in that? She said, oh, Fran, what an idea. I said, yeah, I can do it. I can sell it, too. And I did. And I think I got a $1,300 or $1,500 a spot. You know, and it wasn't a commercial now. It was just she went in, and we filmed her for a half-hour show. We did a half-hour show for each person. And she made $1,500. And I mean this when I tell you the truth. I never took a penny from her. I never took a nickel off her. I gave her all the money. And then
Fran, you're a stand-up guy.
Well, I just try to do the right thing if I can. If I can do it, I do it. You know, and I got her on the radio. Then I got her on radio. She could do the show from her house. And she did.
Oh, that's great.
She was making money doing that. So, you know, it all worked out. She was on for a year. And then I think she just knew she could make more money on the radio or something. I'm not sure, but she didn't want
to. Well, to many of us, she's an icon.
I don't know, but in any event, that was Sally. I loved her, and she was a super, super lady. And I'm glad. Yeah, you know what? I'm thinking about the book. It was in the book. There are pictures of her in the book.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Listen,
I love Sally.
I got to let you go. I don't want to let you go, Denise, but I have to.
I get it.
D, is she still there?
Yes.
What happened to
I'm
her?
Here.
Okay.
Here.
He's playing around again here with the... Oh, you're going to get a call from Louisiana. Emily's going to be calling you very shortly. You know what I mean? Emily is my right-hand girl, and she's down in Louisiana, and she covers all the shows. She lets me know everything that's going. She said, you tell that Justin, if I see any glitches, I'm calling him right up. Here's the phone ringing. No,
all right.
I'm only kidding. The phone's not ringing. I'm just joking. But but she did say that. I'm so happy that you called, and we got a hold of you. And we're able to speak to you for a while.
Happy.
And we got some things put together real quick. See how fast we did that? We got some good ideas, right?
No, it's rock and roll. Let's do it.
In 15 minutes. That's all it took. 20 minutes.
That's all it takes,
honey. All right. I'm gonna get one of those holders and to put the book in. And
all right.
We're gonna have
and
the book.
You let me know if you need anything else. Just give me a call.
You got it, sexy. I will do it.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so much, Denise.
All right. Love to see you smiling again. Right. Love to see you on the air.
All right, babe. You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Man. Bye-bye.
And you too. Bye. Thank you.
Justin, she said, you too.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's a nice kid. South Philly girl. And she wrote a great book, great story, and could be a movie in reality. It really could. And she's trying to promote it the best she can. So we'll see if we can help her out. Now that I couldn't help her because, well, I couldn't help anybody. But I explained that to her a couple times. She was a little tough on me, you know what I mean? She kept pushing me, you know? You know what I mean, Justin? She kept pushing me around, picking on me because I wasn't feeling well, you know? But I kept telling her, listen, I can't do it, D. But now I can, so it's okay. What we want to do, though, is do we have Jeannie's? We do. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with Jeannie from Massachusetts and with the Italian-American Alliance. And she's a sweetheart. You'll love her. And she just had an operation on her knee. And everybody, and they told her she has pneumonia. What's with this pneumonia everybody's got? Everybody's got pneumonia. That's what they told me I had. If it wasn't for those three beautiful nurses, I would have fought it. You know what I mean, Justin? But because they kept coming in and talking to me, I didn't care, you know? In any event, we'll be right back. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back shortly. Don't go away.
Cypress Hill, live in concert.
Immersive Disney Animation is the groundbreaking experience of a lifetime, featuring the animated sights and sounds of Disney's most iconic films, from The Lion King to Frozen to Encanto and more. Step into the magic of Disney's greatest characters. Immersive Disney Animation is now open at Lighthouse ArtSpace Las Vegas at the Shops at Crystals. Tickets at DisneyImmersive.com. Brought to you by the producers of Immersive Van Gogh.
Check out our newest store in town, A1 Dollar Store. We have the largest selection from kitchenware, utensils, accessories, bedding, cleaning supplies, hardware, decorations, and over hundreds of brands for you to shop for. Our address is 3455 South Durango Drive, Unit 101, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117, across the Desert Breeze Park. Give us a call at 702-268-8105 and stop by today to get more value for your buck.
Join Signature Productions April 4th through the 27th at Summerlin Library Theater for the spring production of Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, considered the longest-running show in the history of the London Theater. And this murder mystery needs your help to find the killer. The Mousetrap at Summerlin Library Theater, April 4th through the 27th. Showtimes Thursday through Saturday, 7:30 p.m. with a special 2 p.m. matinee on Saturdays. For tickets, visit signatureproductions.net.
Jeannie, are you there?
I am here.
I'm over here still. I'm still kibitzing here with the producer here. He's a funny kid. He drives me crazy, Jeannie. How are you feeling today, Jeannie? How are you feeling?
I'm better today. How about you? You look good. I was watching you on the Facebook page. You look good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You look good. You're doing good.
And I'm, you know, I wanted to say this. You know, Dean Martin had his genie, and we have ours, you know?
And I'm not in a bottle. There you go.
And you're not in a bottle. Exactly. Yes. So I hope the weather's nice out there for you today.
Oh, Steve. You know, typical Mass. It's 52 degrees.
That's not that bad.
It's not too bad. It's cloudy. Because, you know, the sun doesn't come out until June here. And then it stays through maybe the end of August. And then we start with snow and rain and clouds again.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Why do we live here? Why do I live here? That's my Boston. Why do I live here?
Well, because your husband won't move. So it's as simple as that.
You're probably right.
Yeah, he says,
you're probably right. Listen,
are you crazy,
I'm a real...
We can't move.
Go ahead.
We can't move to the, what is it, the... Destin, Florida, to, you know, the Mexican Gulf there, you know what I mean, where it's sand as white as could be. And
I know. That would be fun. Then you got to come home to reality. I have a question for you.
Go right ahead.
Okay. So I'm a, you know, Sicilian mother, Italian, you know, Gaeta, Naples father. Did you ever have the statue of the Madonna in your backyard or front yard?
Yeah, we did. We did have one. Absolutely. I am not kidding you. Yes, we did. It was a garden. Okay. It was a garden that my oldest brother made years. He was young when he did it. And,
wow.
And the statue was maybe almost 2 foot high.
Yeah. Well, all right. Yeah. Very good. Because I decided that I wanted to get from my front yard, and we have a, we're on a farm, so it's a pretty big front yard, and a statue of the Madonna, and we call her, God, I'm going to be hit by lightning, Mary in a half shell. I know, really, sacrilegious, but I love her. She's Mary in the half shell, so she sits in this cement, you know, half shell. She's probably about 2.5 feet tall.
Right.
And then with the pedestal, she's maybe 3. My younger sister came to visit and said, "What are you doing? What is that?" I said, "What do you mean, what is that? You go to church. You say the rosary. That's a Blessed Mother. Why do you have Mary in a half shell in your front yard? What's wrong with you?
You want to go to hell?"
I said that. What are you saying? But do people do that anymore? I love it. But do people do that anymore?
I don't see why not.
I don't see why not either. And they, if they don't, they should. We need the Blessed Mother.
If they don't, they should. That's exactly right.
I'm going to send you a picture of Mary in a half shell.
Yeah, do it, please. I have her on the wall in my bedroom.
Well, there you go.
I have her on the wall, and I have one of Jesus in my bedroom. Big one of him.
Wow. Well, maybe I should light her up at Christmas.
Well,
I don't know. I'm going to start looking around, and I'm going to see who has Mary in a half shell. Maybe it has to do with the Cape Cod half shell.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, why not? That makes sense. It does. That makes sense, yeah.
Hey, and you know, so I bet you
there's pictures of the Blessed Mother on every ship that goes out.
I bet that, too.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet there is. And so so you're right there with them, Jeannie. You're right there. You know, years ago, I had a carpet store in Philadelphia. Well, it was a big warehouse. And I'll never forget it. It was evening. Let me say, because it was night. Maybe 7 o'clock, wintertime, 8 o'clock. And a fella opened the door, an older black man. He opened the door to look in, I guess. And he was just a poor man. And he had a 2-foot picture of Jesus.
Wow.
That he was carrying. It was just a picture. That's all it was. On a cork back. And, you know, I went over to see what he was doing and what he needed or if I could help him, you know. And he just said, no, he was just wanted to look and see what was in here because it was a big warehouse, you know. And so I asked him about the picture. I said, what are you doing with the picture? He said, I found it. I said, where'd you find it? He said, in the trash.
I said, wow.
In the trash? He said, yeah. I said, what, do you want to sell it? He said, yeah, give me $2. I said, I'll give you $10. Give me the picture.
Wow.
That picture is on my wall for, oh, God, that's 1992, 94.
Wow.
That's what, 94, 2000?
2014, 30 years.
Yeah.
30 years.
I was just looking at it the other day. I said, I got to put this in a frame. I never framed it. I never touched it. I left it alone. I just left it alone, you know.
Now, did you leave it there because your connection or because you're superstitious? You know, for me, I would say, I can't throw this thing out. My house will burn down. I'll get hit by lightning. You know, we'll flood. We get water here. We'll flood.
Yeah.
I can't throw it out.
No.
I should wallpaper all the pictures I have of either Blessed Mother, St. Jude. Who's one of the snakes? St. Patrick's. The other one, if you lose your keys, you pray to this guy. I need to put on all my walls, do a room that has only saints that you pray and ask them for something. St. Anthony. Christopher, St.
Anthony, St. Francis, two St. Francis.
I think I'll go to hell or burn if I throw out one of those pictures, so I don't. Same with rosary beads. Do you ever get free rosary beads?
I have rosary beads hanging right next to the picture of Jesus. Yep. I'm a Catholic, you know.
And, me too.
Oh, yeah, you want, you know, here, when I made my communion, the first Holy Communion, right?
Yeah.
You know, everybody makes it together, you know. Well, there was a girl in my class that broke her leg. I don't remember her name now, but she couldn't make her communion. And I think I had the measles or the mumps or something. I forget. So I couldn't do mine either. So we had a special one. We had a special Holy Communion. And the Archbishop in Philadelphia came to do it.
Wow.
And that was pretty cool.
That is very cool.
And the church was packed. And me and her and the bishop, I'll never forget it because he had that big hat on, you know, and he was... I was a kid, you know, we're just kids. You know?
Impressive. Did you want to be a priest after that?
No, did not. And they didn't want me to be either. I wanted to be an altar boy, but they threw me out. They said, no, you're never going to be an altar boy. You're too crazy.
Now, are you big on the superstitions, like the Maloki, whatever?
Well, I had Italian girls give me the Malokes every now and then. You know? What are you doing? But I knew them, you know. What are you, crazy? They'd laugh, you know.
Because that was a big deal. The girls got together one night. Not kidding. A bunch of the girls that, you know, the older women, we belong to the same, you know, it's a veterans thing. We help the veterans. And we started talking about that and the superstition with that. And someone tried it. And she said, oh, my God, we all, look at the oil. I'm thinking, what? The oil in the water? You have to say special prayers? I said, this is not, good thing I'm wearing my cross. I think this is craziness. But that was a big deal. Still is.
Yeah, it is. It is. You'd be surprised how many people do it. You'd be surprised.
But I'm sure you want to know all about the IAA now, right?
Well, that would be good, but I mean, we don't have to. It's always next week.
All right. But that was my thing. We're partying now because the weather is good here finally.
Right. Yeah,
so now that we're into better weather, we're doing a lot more getting people out of the house. Between that, you know, between the winters and the pandemic, people don't come out anymore. Everything closes in some areas by 8 o'clock. Restaurants stop serving. And I think that's definitely left over from the pandemic, and yep. Everything was shut down.
Yeah, everything was shut down. And then you got the crazies out on the street, and nobody does anything to them. You know, they just allow them to get away with it. You know, when we were younger, we would have just beat them half to death, but you can't do that anymore, you know. But in any event,
you're right.
What I wanted to talk about with you is, you know, when I put this together, Jeannie, when I put this show together, what was in my head was to be able to get to all the different clubs and be able to explain to them, you know, we have a voice if we would just get together. We have a voice that's unbelievable if we put it together and just get together, think on the same lines. We can make anything happen. You can do anything. And it's just a matter of getting out to the certain people. Unfortunately, I couldn't do it when I first started, but God willing, I'm going to be doing it now. I started today, and I want to be able to continue that. I want to be able to have people tune into the show, understand that we have some things to give away, some entertaining people to speak to that they could speak to. If they wanted to speak to somebody and have them on the show, I can get somebody and have them on the show. I mean, there's so many things I can do. You know, it's just use your imagination.
Yeah, keep your ears open and use your imagination. You know, we do, the vice president of the IA is very involved in the North End Historical Society. And what they're doing in Boston, in the North End, is raising money, and they're almost there. What their plan is, a monument or the memorial, is $120,000, but they've raised $85,000, and we're going to another fundraising event in a couple of weeks for this. And what they're putting in by this very renowned sculpturist is the Noble Journey Memorial. And this is basically a walkway that has footprints of, you know, big shoes, little shoes, tiny shoes.
Oh, okay.
And the map of Sicily, and the map of Italy, I'm sorry, map of Italy. And it's going to be engraved. And it's a walkway you go down, so there's two gates on either side. And it symbolizes everyone that got off the ship, off the boat, in the United States, and walked the path to being American, to being citizens. And so that's how they're honoring them this year. And,
what a great idea.
It is an amazing, amazing sculpture. It is unbelievable. So they're doing a couple of fundraisers. But again, it keeps the focus on, well, a couple of things. Probably what our great-grandparents, our grandparents did to come to this country. I mean, it's not like now you go on a cruise ship, you get to pick your dinner in your restaurant and, you know, a nice suite. It's not what it was like on these ships here.
No, not at all.
Not what it was like. There was no patch around the back of your head to keep you from getting seasick. You know, they probably had garlic behind their ear. But, you know, to get here was such a sacrifice to the family. And to get off the ship and touch the ground, either on Ellis Island or maybe in Boston or wherever, and become to this country, become citizens, earn your keep, pay taxes, and still keep your treasured traditions and heritage. Such honorable, strong people. And that's what they're doing in Boston. And not just in Boston, all over the country I'm finding that there are a lot of important, dedicated causes that and steps that they're going through to not only our traditions, our culture, our heritage, but also to promote things that may have been miscommunicated. For instance, and I'm going to get right to a Columbus, in Columbus Day, that, you know, there have been probably five authors that have debunked what Howard Zinn wrote. And we now have partnered with, it's the North American Indians, and they also like to be called Indians or Native American Indians.
Right.
And they have read these books, and they support Christopher Columbus. That's a huge breakthrough. And Tom DiMangela, and there's some people in Boston. I think it's the Italian One Voice Coalition in Boston, New York, have joined to meet with these people. And we support them, and they support us. I mean, it's a long road, but we're there. They get it, and we get them.
Well,
I think that's historic.
I think it is, and I think I would like you to send me whatever you can on the footsteps.
Oh, I will.
To America. I mean, I love that. You know what I mean? From Italy to America, from the shores of Italy to the shores of America. I mean, beautiful. I love it.
And it is. It's a beautiful image, and it's at St. Leonard's Church in Boston, the North End. And for people to see this and at least get them interested in what people did to come to this country, it wasn't open doors then. You had to go through Ellis Island. You had to make sure you weren't sick. You had to have a sponsor.
Yep.
You had to have a job.
Yes.
It was a gift to come here, and it still is. And people need to get back to that reality.
Well, I'd like to talk about it because that's how my grandfather came. He came over. He was on a ship, you know, just like everybody else. And so, you know, I have a stake in it.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
We all could have been making wine in Tuscany if it wasn't for our grandparents. Well, wait a minute. That may not be a bad idea. We could have had a different life, a farm without water. I mean, some, you know, we're hoping to get to Sicily in the next 6 or 8 months and see
where my grandparents
came from. Yeah, I can't wait. We'll hope to plan it. When I can walk again, when my new knee replacement decides to let me move a little bit better, we'll be back.
Oh, beautiful. That would be so nice.
It would. It would. You know, we once went to Venice, well, twice, and I ran around Venice, and it was an amazing thing to be able to put my sneakers on and run over like the Bridge of Sighs and just all around Venice. And you know, we have to get back to that. I want to get back to that. I will get back to that, and always keep the traditions and the culture and the value of this country too alive.
Yeah, yeah. So sad where it's went.
Jeannie,
I want to ask you one more question before.
Sure.
What's your husband's name?
George.
George. Okay, that's easy enough. George.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's IBM.
He's what?
Italian by marriage.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I like it. IBM. All right, I'm breaking it down.
And he only speaks Italian when he's drunk, and no one understands him. This is true. Not kidding.
Yeah, we got to mention George a couple times on the show. You know, we can't just not mention George.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Okay,
he's great. Yeah, he's helping me with Italians for Trump. We're doing it. We belong to the. We're supporting President Trump, and I'm helping with Italians for Trump so that we all can meet and talk about the things that are important to us, culture, traditions, God, family, laws. And he's helping me with that, and he's doing a great job.
Well, that's because he cares.
Sure does.
You know, when you care about something, you do a good job.
Yeah.
You know, you do the best you can. And I'm proud of you, George. Keep up the good work. Keep her knocking on the doors, but gotta let her knee heal first. You know,
my knee has to get way better.
Yes, for sure.
You're right. Knee replacement and then pneumonia. You know, I'm waiting for one more lightning bolt to hit me.
God forbid. You're going to be fine, Jeannie. You're going to be fine. You got the personality. You got everything going for you. And you just got a setback. That's all that is. That's a little setback.
Little setback.
But,
yeah.
Just do what the doctors tell you to do, whether it's a little exercise that you got to do. It might hurt, but you got to do it. You know, you don't get crazy with it, but.
Yep.
But you got to.
Yep. And how are you doing? You look good.
I'm feeling fine. I am. I'm feeling fine. I'm not. I just have to lose. I got to lose a bunch of weight. And, but I'm feeling good. Every day I'm feeling a little bit better. And that's what it's all about. That's what I didn't do when I got out of the hospital. I didn't listen to anything they told me. But I haven't listened to a doctor since I went to a doctor 3 years ago.
Well, you have to now.
I have to do it now. I got to do it now. But he looks at me like I'm crazy when I go see him. But when I go see him, he said, "There's nothing wrong with you, Fran. Your heart's perfect," you know. And it wasn't my heart this time. It was something else. I have no idea what it was, but it was something else. But
there's so much going around. Got to take care of yourself.
But
keep that vitamin C. Keep that vitamin C, zinc, D3, all those vitamins.
Yeah, I don't take any vitamins, but I should. I bought a million of them in my life and never opened the bottle. You know, one of those deals. But what do we got? 2 minutes, you said.
2 minutes. So drink red wine. That will help.
Red wine. Now, see, now you're on the right track now with me.
Yeah, red wine.
Red wine. That's why I like Chianti. I like Chianti, and I like what's the other one I like? I don't know. Another one. I don't drink too much anymore, but Chianti I like, especially if
George does. George drinks red wine. He's doing great.
Oh well, there. You know, George can let
there
me know.
There you go.
George can let me know what the better red wines are.
I'm sure he can.
Keep up the good work, George. All right,
so I'll let you sign off, and we'll talk soon. And
yes.
I'll give you the information, and it's called the Noble Journey Sculpture in Boston.
Noble Journey
Sculpture. The Noble Journey Sculpture. And if anyone wants to get a hold of me, Virginia Gardner at AOL.com. Be happy to answer all your questions.
Okay, Jeannie Gardner.
All right, have a great week.
You too, honey. Thank you for taking the time with me, Jeannie.
Anytime. Bye-bye.
All right, bye, babes. Bye-bye. She's a nice lady. Am I still on? Nice woman. I enjoy speaking to her. She's always up, you know, real bubbly, and that's what I like about people. They, you know, they're bubbly when they're. What are we doing? How much?
30.
Seconds. 30. He said, I got a stinking 30 seconds, this guy, to get off the phone. He said, get off the phone. We got to go, he said. So we're down to 20 now. Is that it? Just killing time here, aren't we? We're just burning it up. Burning up the seconds. Me and Justin. Well, I enjoyed my afternoon with the Italian-American people and whoever else was listening in. It's not Italians. But I enjoy everybody, and hopefully we'll have you call in. If you start calling in, I'm going to start giving out hats. And they're nice hats. You know, I don't wear them, but I do wear the one. I do wear the one, the cap. But in any event, I enjoyed the show today. I hope you did. And we'll be speaking to you next week. And we're going to be doing not next week, but the following week, we're going to be doing a Saturday and Sunday. And then we're going to move on to 2 hours. 2 hour shows each day. So in any event, we're going to get the show rolling again. It's just I was delayed. But in any event, hello to everybody out there and anybody from Philly or South Philly, Philly period. I hope everything's working good for you guys and New York too. Speak to you later. I got to go.